Stop 5. Jubbergate. Jubbergate originally ran from Coney Street to Newgate. Today, the name Jubbergate applies only to the short stretch of road between Newgate Market and Parliament Street. The buildings standing here now are of much later construction, but 13th century deeds for property along Jubbergate are still held by York Minster, the Merchant Adventurers' Hall and York City Archives. Some of these deeds refer to Jubbergate under its original medieval name, Brettgate. The earliest reference to Brettgate comes in 1249. The name Brettgatter was formed by joining two separate words, Bretta from the Old English, meaning Britons, and Gatter, the Old Norse word for a street or road. However, there were two Brettgates in York, and the confusion this may have caused might account for the street's name change in later deeds. In a deed of 1280, it's called Jua Brettgate, with a slightly different version, Jua Brettagatta, appearing in deeds of 1287 and 1302. The addition of a Middle English prefix, Jua, to this Brettgate suggests that Jewish homes and businesses were once prominent here. Jubbergate, as Jua Brettgate came to be known, would have been a convenient location for York's medieval Jewish community because the medieval street originally extended to Coney Street, the location of the synagogue, as well as the homes of other 12th and 13th century Jews. Maybe Jewish residents of York worked and lived along Jubbergate at the time of the Jewish massacre in 1190. Perhaps it was survivors of the massacre or newly arrived Jews who occupied this lane in the 13th century when the street name was changed from Brettgate to Jua Brettgate. Or was the name changed purely based on local memories about Jews who had once lived in this neighbourhood? Without documentary or archaeological evidence, we can only speculate. Perhaps someday new evidence may arise that will tell us more about Jubbergate and its place in the lives of medieval York's Jewish community.